This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Chairman Lucas from Oklahoma started the hearing off. In his opening statements, he brought up issues such as spray drift, atrazine, the MPDS permits, and endangered species consultations, just to name a few. He did go on to say that the committee will be watching EPA very closely on future actions based on three criteria. First, to see if they're following statutory authority. Second, to see if they're using sound science. And then finally, if they are conducting cost-benefit analyses.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
This has been a concern for us for many years. However, none of us have ever been as direct as asking the administrator. But what he posed to her was that it seems that EPA might almost collaborate with environmental groups in some of this litigation, that EPA then just goes right into settlement, and when they are questioned publicly on these decisions, then they just simply say that they're under court order to do these things. So it was a very interesting aspect of the hearing.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Most of this was political in nature, although I'm not saying it's not a bad thing to let the EPA administrator know that congressional members on both sides of the aisle are very concerned about the impact EPA regulations is having on agriculture. I think one of the major issues right now is EPA is contemplating the dust standard to almost half that in terms of the threshold and what impact that would have on rural communities. Decisions like that, particularly when there's no health data to support such a lower threshold, just raises questions why EPA would even contemplate such things. Lisa Jackson was adroit in her answers and, as expected, said that she hopes to work with and cooperate more closely with the House Ag Committee.